This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management and Telemedicine channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor. Dr. Martinez works doing telehealth therapy, and you can reach her at the links we will provide. She teaches for two graduate schools, is a very active blogger and author, consults for Social Security disability, as well as other psychological trainings and consulting projects. Dr. Martinez will be discussing how individual therapy can naturally help with pain management. Dr. Martinez, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you are most welcome. So, Dr. Martinez, why is natural pain management such an important topic to you?
Well, first, it's one that's so common. It's one that we actually get a lot of referrals for people with pain management issues, and people feel dismissed by their physician, that they're not getting well-run in treatment, that their physician doesn't believe them, that they're in pain, and that they don't know their own body. And most people wouldn't think of seeing a psychologist for pain. They would see their internist or a pain doctor. And most people believe that a physician or a pain doctor, that is only a medical problem and not a psychological one. But it's actually both. Psychological help actually aids in their pain. For example, it could be revealed that the person has ongoing pain from a medical procedure and they would be referred for therapy. The physician is not dismissing them. They're trying to get them well-rounded care. They genuinely believe the patient's pain is real, but it's rooted in a number of factors, including physical and emotional.
And what are some natural ways to treat or at least lessen chronic pain?
In terms of natural ways, many studies estimate that stress is responsible for 77% of illness, including cancer. So it's sort of, if you're stressed, it's going to flare up everything, especially if you think about it, pain, because a lot of the time when we're stressed out, we're tense, like our muscles tighten, they hurt. But people also can have stress from unresolved conflicts, toxic people in their life, daily stressors. So things like that are more holistic include, and this may be an obvious one, but taking walks, visiting with friends, developing hobbies, like adult coloring books, one of my favorites, activities within their abilities. You know, sometimes people, depending on their level of pain management, and only have certain abilities, so always working within those. Strong relationships with family and friends have actually, studies have shown these actually decrease symptoms of depression, anxiety, and chronic pain. This can have a very positive emotional impact on their well-being. Also, acupuncture, physical therapy, and therapeutic massage. Some people really love meditation. They say it's very helpful for them. Yoga, because it's gentle. That, along with life changes, weekly individual therapy can really help someone.
Now, let's look at therapy. How can therapy help someone with chronic pain?
Well, there's so many ways therapy can help with chronic pain, but I'll try to be succinct. Obviously, each person's pain is subjective. You know, if we look at a scale from 1 to 10, your 3 might be my 7. You know, maybe I'm a big wuss, but no. But we experience pain differently, every single one of us, for different things. So we can't assume or judge another person's experience. We can just try to understand it. And part of going to the right psychologist is making sure they don't feel dismissed, and that we understand that that is their level of pain, that is their perception of their level of pain. So we can help them discover if there's a lifestyle factor that's contributing to their pain and think of modifications. We can help them learn to participate more in their daily lives. We can just be an unbiased third party when the person feels they're a burden to people in their lives, and that's actually a very common one. People feel like, I don't want to be that person that's always complaining to people. And so it's a great outlet for them to be able to talk to somebody. It gives emotional physical and emotional treatment to the patient, which is the greatest opportunity for long-term success. And a lot of the time, people with chronic pain have co-occurring depression and anxiety. So obviously, we want to address these, and we don't know which came first. You know, if they had that condition or the chronic pain first, but we do know they're like a circle and they play off each other, and that makes it worse. So we work on, you know, any ongoing long-term conflicts. Trauma really stays with the body, leaves people tense, has poor sleep, helps them have a sense of control again over their lives so that pain doesn't control them, and deal with the mood symptoms they're dealing with. Also, you can't miss with calming and relaxation tools and techniques and biofeedback to help control their internal processes.
Today, once again, we are with Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and Telemedicine Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Martinez, what are some of the issues that individuals with chronic pain face? How can they be sure that they are supported by their MDs? And what are the benefits of a pain clinic?
Oh, well, those are some great questions. An individual, one, can benefit from cognitive behavioral therapy. This is really learning to take control of their pain. With long-term pain, many people have begun to feel helpless, that nothing can be done. And CBT helps that person devise plans and makes them feel a new sense of control. Many people journal what they're thinking and feeling and around the time of a flare and who they may have been talking to. So they might start to see a pattern. For example, you know, they have a flare every time they speak to a certain family member. They're able to connect, like, they really upset me every time I talk to them, and then I feel terrible. So really, I think it's great. I'm not someone who forces journaling down people's throat, but the reason that it's important is you start to see patterns and then you can break patterns. It also teaches people valuable relaxations and stress reduction skills. When they learn to identify other mental issues such as depression and anxiety are having an impact on their pain and suffering, they start to feel better. They can learn to cope by doing things like taking walks, hobbies, having more visits with friends, even if it's them coming to see them, really can lift their spirits and decrease their pain level. They can get a support system in place, strengthen the relationships they do have. As I mentioned earlier, studies show this actually decreases pain, and this can have a very positive impact on them. In terms of a pain clinic is great in the sense of a lot of people, no matter how holistic they get, they will still require at least a low dose of a pain medication. So if you go to a pain clinic, you're going to somebody who specializes in this. They're going to maybe not get you on a medicine that's going to make you feel high and euphoric, but they are going to get you on a medicine that's going to manage your pain. And if your true goal is to manage pain and not be sleepy and be productive and be able to do things without being encumbered by the pain, then a pain clinic really is the way to go.
Lastly, you included an article on natural health for pain management in your book, Chronic Health Issues, Creative Ways to Treat Them. Why did you feel it was important to include this, and where can we find not only this book, but all of your other books as well?
Well, I included this in my book, Chronic Health Issues and Creative Ways to Treat Them, because I think that pain is a chronic health issue, and I think anybody who suffers with long-term pain will tell you it's chronic. It impacts their life. It keeps them from doing things they want to do. And to me, that's chronic. So I think it really belonged in there. And, you know, the book really teaches people some of the things that we talked about already in the interview, but also focuses in on, you know, the holistic forms of treatment that we had touched on, like acupuncture, physical therapy, massage. I mean, who doesn't love a massage? What better reason to have one? Lifestyle changes, getting a good physician, getting acknowledged and your questions answered by a physician, feeling as if they're really taking care of you. Individual therapy and other holistic approaches can really help manage the pain. And if anyone is interested in looking at the book, it's called Chronic Health Issues, Creative Ways to Treat Illnesses. And they can find it on Amazon.com. Under Nikki Martinez, Nikki Martinez.
Dr. Martinez, always our pleasure to have you each and every time. Wishing you all the best and look forward to having you back with us in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And the pleasure is always ours. We have been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor. And for more information, simply visit drnikkimartinez.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the pain management and telemedicine channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.